Bellissimo Files.
One to watch.
This week's One to Watch describes himself as an alt-pop dreamer in his Instagram bio. His debut EP, God Only Calls the House Phone, was critically acclaimed, and this week he released his latest single, I Should Be Sleeping. It's Travi the Native. Travi, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. I have to start with the name. I know that's a boring question, yeah, but it's such an interesting name. Tell me about it.
So, well, my actual name is Travis. I'm Travi. Like I've that's been a nickname of mine for years, but I originally, my previous band was called Travis is a Tourist. And I took a bit, like genuinely, and that was when I was younger, and I took a bit of time off, and I was traveling, I was touring with that band, and then do you know what? I took time off music and I moved in with my parents and I moved back to Belfast, and I kind of found myself where I began again, you know? Then I started using that as a bit of a theme to start writing my music and figuring myself out, and Travi the Native was born.
Say, yeah. No, I actually really like that explanation. What did you find out about yourself when you took the time off from music?
To be perfectly honest, like I had kind of just fallen out of love with music because I've been doing it since a young age, and I don't know, I thought the world owed me something, to be perfectly honest, and I started to become quite cynical, my mental health started to decline and all of this sort of stuff just right in front of me, you know? And so when I took time off, I learned a lot about that. I learned a lot about looking after myself, self-care, and to be honest, trusting my own opinions and self-belief, I think, you know? There was a long time when I was younger where I think I was just trying to please everybody or taking too many opinions on, and then my opinion got lost, you know? And that's one thing with Travi the Native. We have a very small team around it, you know, and I kind of keep my own opinion at the very top of it, really, and work with people who, you know, are malleable in that way, and I trust them. But as soon as I get too many opinions, then it starts to skew mine, you know?
That's actually a really important point you make, because it is really important to, it's a really tough one, because it's really important to be able to take criticism and suggestions.
Yeah.
But it's also very important to trust your instincts, or else you are going to burn out in this game, aren't you?
Absolutely. I think that was one thing, just getting a bit older as well, do you know? And because I'm one of those people who wants to do everything all at once, all the time, and like new ideas, and I just get really excited by it. But as soon as you get too many opinions, or you even take on some of that criticism, it just chips away at you, you know, and you start doubting yourself a lot of the time, which is a killer in this game.
Yeah.
Self-doubt, you know, it's also rife. It's always there, you know?
It really is.
Yeah.
But you've used your past experiences and you're bringing it into your music. Tell me about I Should Be Sleeping.
So, I Should Be Sleeping, you know, it's a single I'm actually really excited about. It's I released a lot during the pandemic, and a lot of music and an EP and all that, and then I've been going live recently, so I haven't been releasing as much. And this single, I wrote it a couple of years ago. Me and my now fiance, we were doing long distance for the best part of 5 years, and I was playing covers in and around the bars all around Belfast, you know. We kind of just had this thing where we were both, she was almost jealous of the people that were in the bar, because they were getting to hang out with me and listen to me sing while she was over in France. And I was kind of, you know, jealous watching them, because I'm like out working and just singing to all these strangers. And so I Should Be Sleeping thing was when we had time, was usually in the evening. Do you know, we had time when we both should be sleeping. That's kind of when we would do our like long distance calls or anything like that. And yeah, that song was just born one night, just picking up a guitar with that in mind, you know? And it sat around, it kind of just sat on my phone for a couple of years. And then I took it to Danny Ball, my producer, and we tried a few things. I really kind of wanted to do something different that sounded like a progression from the record, you know? And I think we did. It's quite different, but I'm really, really excited for everybody to hear it.
How do you feel about getting to perform that live? Because you're coming to Dublin on the 1st of October. Finally, this is a rescheduled gig.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait, you know. I can't wait to play it live. I've played it the last couple of gigs, which has been really fun. And, you know, it's nice. People are starting to, like, know the words of all the songs that are out, and that's the one that people are like, oh, I can't wait till you release that, you know. And we've done a music video for it with an amazing videographer, a guy called Jamie Niche, and he has done all our videos. So I'm excited for people to see that.
Your Instagram bio, it says alt pop dreamer. What are you dreaming of?
At the minute, I'm dreaming of, I'm looking out my window and it's raining in Belfast. So I'm dreaming of a sunny weather, summer, kind of beach. I think that kind of just comes from always slightly keeping a part of my head in the clouds, do you know?
But what is the big music dream for you?
Do you know, it changes all the time. I genuinely try not to look too far ahead because I like achievable goals or achievable dreams. I can kind of work towards them. But I think a lot more of this, a lot more progression. Do you know, release more tracks, build the fan base, do bigger, better shows. I would dream to work with a lot of my idols, I suppose, you know, or write for them or just more of this, bigger and better, you know.
Well, I look forward to seeing that happening for you. If people want to follow what you're up to, give us your social handles.
Yeah, I am Travi the Native pretty much everywhere.
Well, Travi, good luck with all of that and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before I let you go, will you introduce your track for us?
Yes, I will indeed. I'm Travi the Native and this is my newest single, I Should Be Sleeping, on the Bellissimo Files.
3, 2, 1,
let's go!
It's the Bellissimo Files.
The Bellissimo Files
on Spin.